3. Simanayan Tes, Simanayan Hey, Simanayan Vov. Simanayan Vov, Sif Dalit. We're learning about Soya. Soya is, first of all, in the time of the Gemara, it was certainly more common in the Shulchan Aruch. Kids of a four indoor plumbing, it was certainly more common to have problems with Soya than we have nowadays. Although, nowadays too, there's children. I've experienced, I can't say many times, but I've experienced instances where in shul they suddenly see on the floor a piece of tzoya, either from a child or maybe from a dog. Cool. So it's pretty, so much time is spent on it, I think. Of course it was so common. Before indoor plumbing, people went to the bathroom like, the field, you see. Like walking around in New York, you know. So you wanted to make a bracha, you know. Even now in New York, they made a law, you're not allowed to let the dog, you know, but the shadows, if it didn't change after the law, you can't make a bracha if it's in front of you. Anyway, so the first sif taught us that kisui is enough. If there's no reyach ra coming from it, so kisui is enough, even if you could see it. That's sif aleph. Sif beis taught us that you could be mechase it with your shoe, although not, of course, with your leg. That wouldn't be called a kisui, but with your shoe, if it's in a hole and your shoe's on top of the hole, so you're being mechase it. Again, no reyach ra coming.
And you're not touching it.
If the shoe is touching it, though, then it can't act as a kisui. Then you're touching it, so it's by you. So, okay. But if it's mechusa, you don't need all of this. Everything's okay. It can be even in front of you, and you can see it. The Torah is just marked with, I'm seeing it. If it's touching the shoe, then obviously that's not called kisui. Then it's like it's touching you. Siv Gimel taught us the din that even if it's moving and this, so while it's in front of you, you can't read. It doesn't matter that it's overus. Pichazer we saw is Rav Shalrei. It has a din like Tzoyim. Okay. Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet deals with the following question. Haysa Tzoya al Besaro. And that could sometimes be the case. Face a person, even if he doesn't wipe himself well. That could be the case. It could be tzoya al besoro. U'mechusa b'begodov. So it's touching his body. It's touching his body, but it's mechusa. It's mechusa. There's no reyach ra. Again, the presumption is not reyach ra. O sheinich mesiyod b'beis hakisei derechor. So it's like it's his hand is in a mokum atunuf. Kitza by erva we had eino roes erva. We had libo roes erva. But we saw before that there's nothing wrong with Sha'orei Varov Royin Esa'erva. Here, we're talking about touching. So we're talking about any of his Eivorim. The Tzoa. It's covered. It's Mechusa. But something, his body's touching it. So what's the din? So the Gemara is a Machlaikas. Gemara is an interesting Machlaikas based on Psukim. One man, the Yomah, says, that only hakpoda would be the breathing facilities, your mouth, but not any other part of your body. And the other man, the other says, that any all of your Eivorim have to be clean when it comes to be mahalel and davening and dovah shebikdusha. So that's the machlokes. So the machaber paskins. Yesh matirim likros. They paskin like that mandiyam and digmora, whether it's rabun or rova, I don't remember. The yesh osrim. The yesh omrim shall hit the ramate betzoy al basaro, el bemokom shi nitsa me'eleha below malbush. But you need the malbush, certainly. You need it covered. You can't cover it with your body. But a covering on your body, so it could go off, it could be seen, not seen, it could fall off. So the whole thing is talking about that it's technically nichser Not technically, Adrabah. In reality, it's nichser, because it's kivon atzila yodav, it's in his armpit, so it can't be seen. And then you have a kisui to legally be mechase it. The nochon las is kedibri amachmir, which means unless it's such a case, then it's also. Agav, shechlazera al besoro dino ketsoa, shechlazera has a din of tsoa. That could be nogeya many times. It can be very nogeya. You want to make a bracha, and the shechlazera al besoro. So his boss is touching tsoa. That's a problem. We paskin is no good. Even if it's mechusa, it's touching his body. Let's go back now and see the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it so? The embirkov lakos mimei raglayim. That also doesn't have to be so uncommon. A person could be not careful, and then there's mei raglayim on his thighs. Can he make a bracha? So it's wet enough to constitute mei raglayim, right? So does it have the same din as soa? I am a kamon, the Siman Ayim Ches, the Mishnah Berurah. So let's look at Siman Ayim Ches, the Mishnah Berurah. So there he says, it's good enough. The Aglayim is not as chomer as soya. Even if it's a tefach, I'm not allowed to see it. But if it's covered by your beged and it's touching your busser, it's still good. You can still make a bracha. So again, that doesn't have to be so uncommon. That this point of coming out from Tiach Mer Aglayim, that's on his boss.
Does it help you any by
Shepazel if it's dry? No. I don't think it helps if it's dry. We'll see in the Mishnah, I don't know if he brings out the Machlokes. It's not everybody's masking to the remote that Shechazer has a din of Tzoyah. Okay, let's see. Let's see the Mishnah now. So that was that Bir Alocha. So Mer Aglayim is talking more cow. Regarding this, and it's a not uncommon situation. It's a not uncommon situation where you could have wet and it's covered. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Then we'll go back to the next Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah says, if his hands are dirty, so it may be a mamoshes. So sometimes it's not really a mamoshes. And that's all, of course, the dafka acher. He can't make a bracha until he washes his hands. Stop it. You're dying into novels. Koshi yodam ulachlochos mumuli zeya vichichrosho. Also the koskiyash matfila chitul yodam. Alkuponim emein lo maim yinake yodam. Kudul elbusim and dalet. Maim bevir aloch. Okay. Derechor. Rotsa lomar. Quotes him ogan avram now. Mechitzi yesh beinoi. Lebein beis hakisei. Koshat yodam lefnim en amechitzi. In other words, there's some shittas that you can't make a bracha facing the wall of a beis hakisei. If our bathrooms have a din of a beis hakisei, means you can't make a bracha facing the door of the Beis HaKisei. The wall of the house will not be called necessarily the mechitza of the Beis HaKisei. It would depend maybe how it's constructed. But certainly the door is the mechitza to the Beis HaKisei. So there is a machmir. There is a machmir that you don't make a bracha keneged the mechitza of the Beis HaKisei either, meaning facing the Beis HaKisei. The reason, I don't know, I shouldn't say people are not careful, but the machmir to be careful by us is because it's only chumra, I think, it's not maker adin, and there's a whole shayla of how Beis HaKisei is ever din of a Beis HaKisei bechlal. So, but you really should be machmir if you can, and not make a bracha or just facing the door to the bathroom. Now, what's the point here? The point here is that
how far do you have to be from
there's another Maloeno, it has a do like Tsoa, facing the mechitza of the bathroom. Again, I don't want to say the Oyun's Michael, because Oyun doesn't know the halacha, but it is based on, to be Makbid, there would be two chumras. It would be Makbid like that Shita, that the mechitza of the Beis HaKisei has a din of Tsoa also, it's like part of the Beis HaKisei. It's not called the mechitza, it's called part of the Beis HaKisei. And the door, I'm talking about the wall, which is the wall of the house, serving the house, and really that the outside of the wall has no kesher with the Beis HaKisei. The thick wall.
It's a very common problem with having an airplane.
That's right. That's right. What? Anyway, so, but I gave the case of the Machaber. So the point is, there's another mechitza. There's another mechitza. The mechitza the Mechaber speaks of is another mechitza. So, and he's stuck his hand into that mechitza. We had the Mike Kailo in Muncie. What they do, like, they built another, they made like another wall. So like you had to go in, like by the Lahadul Kache Kache. Lahadul Kache Kache. What? I don't know what we have
here. I had the problem in the garage. In the old place in the garage, the apartment, they got the whole apartment. The one wall, there was a pipe coming out of the apartment above, which was the sewage pipe for the toilet above. So, that was right in front of
and it was in the apartment.
In the apartment, which is gutted. There was a sewage pipe right there.
So that, you have to know, since it only goes through, it never sits there.
Right. They put a camera in front of it anyway, they put another
okay.
wall.
Okay, but that would be the shayla. Welcome to be maker then. Come to think of it, in the old shul parking lot. So you had the bathroom in the shul basically, and I'm sure many people ended up facing the bathroom when they died.
Right.
Yeah, well, facing it.
People who were in the tent facing the bathroom. The outside wall.
It was facing the outside wall.
Side. Rav's not counting the outside wall.
Put in the door. The door is the only thing that would be
closed. On the side.
If you're standing in the back of the shul and you turn to your right, you were facing the door.
Yes.
If you faced the Aron Kodesh, it was okay.
But for Bonim, we come out of the bath, not kind of bath. You stay in Shayat Sah.
Facing is a mashmur that
you
can't face
Shayat Sah. You need to say tack on. Yeah, don't tack on an Ashayat Sah sign on the door of the bathroom.
Check out on the door next. It's right
that's
next
not
to it.
Budget, even where I learn in the morning. So they have like a fancy bathroom. Then you have a vestibule in front where you wash your hands. But while you're washing your hands, if you turn a little, just a drop, you're facing the doors of the stalls. And you could easily make a shayatza as you're washing your hands, and you're really facing the wall of the stalls. So again, people don't know the halacha, but it is based on two chumras. One, that you can't, that the wall of, that the mechitza of a Beis HaKisei is not called a mechitza, but it's called a Beis HaKisei. And two, that our Beis HaKisei is ever din of a Beis HaKisei. Agabon ben Agel and Yonenu, this was all to establish the case here, that there's a hole in the wall of another mechitza between you and the Beis HaKisei. Not the wall of the Beis HaKisei. That's all. That was the whole story here. Yesh matirim. Tzev kol aneshama talel kol. Haino apeh v'achotem. That means it's fascinating. It's fascinating. The mouth and the nose, he would be moedim. would be a piece of, that sounds funny, but I'm going to say it. That man, the Amos Moidav, there would be a piece of tzo on your nose, but it's mechusa, then you can't. He's molded to those Eivorim. Just like we say, Libo Roa Saerva, Eino Roa Saerva. So, the concept by tzoa of being clean as you're praising Hashem, so it's the pen, the chotem. So, Kalan Hashemot, Alo Po, we don't care about the other Eivorim. Afilu Einam Naki, I'm sorry, even if they're touching a piece of tzoa. Oh. Vayesh Omrim, this is all the Gemara Brachas. Time on the Siv Kol Atzmoyisai, Tomarna Hashem Michamoku, Kol Atzmoyisai, Tomarna, all the Eivorim are singing the praises of Hashem, so they all have to be clean, Binyan Shehi Kulam Nekiyam. Uposhet Olafi Zehu Adinim Echad Me Eivorim Ubetech Kol Alamu Shal Atzoya. Even if one of his Eivorim, the guy can be standing, he measured off from Dalar Amos from the Tzoya. But his leg is within Dalar Amos. Can't make a bracha. That's according to this Mandi Omar. All the Eivorim have to be clean, so they can't even be within 4 hours of the Tzoya. The Matzoya, he al Begodov, who Bechusa Lamala Gamkein, Bechuli al Mashari. Right? We are talking about it's touching your skin. But if it's on, a woman could find on her dress, place, piece of Tzoya. Tzoya is the Mashu. You need the smallest piece of Tzoya from an infant that's already eating. Problem. You might have to dive it over again. We'll see. But our component, if it's covered, it's for sure good. The chumra of this sif is if it's touching your body, if it's touching the person, not if it's on his clothing. Not very nice. What? Dino Katsoa, that's the remote saying. It come out to be not uncommon at all. That Chichvazera al Busoro, Dino Katsoa. Rotsulomar, Al Kain, therefore, Yeshakri Bakshel Busoro, Avshehi Mukhusa, come over Tsoa now. Can't make a bracha. To wash it off. Abu Kashahi al Bagodav Mukhusa, if it's on his clothing, Shari the Kuliyamach, and his clothing Tsoa. The Yeshomrim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yeshomrim, the Eino Katsoa. Chumra the Ramah. Meal the Sefer Hasidim to the Tokkuk Tes. Muchat Tafilu al Bagoda, but Muchusa Yeshna Rachsul the Pashto. So he has over for Yatuma. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Watch your mouth. Mishnah Berurah does not bring down things that are hocus pocus. I mean, or if he does, he felt it should be given weight. Mikom akom chenichshal chas v'sholom ade they carry shiel olamos keres iser. Yeah, you're davening to Hashem, ain't got taken as a kanegar. If it came by oifen iser, so certainly you don't want it there as a maskeres iser. But you have the concept of ain't got taken as a kanegar, not a foreign concept. That's why the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear gold, right? So, what's the halacha, yeah? If you would ask me the halacha, the Shmur doesn't seem to give too much weight to the Yesh Omer. I guess it's al malis moich, not to daven over. Say the Hatkili, you shouldn't make a bracha. To the Eved, if you realize it afterwards, or, I don't know. Where it's a Shas Hatchak. You gotta have a drink. I don't know. To wash it off. Seems like a chumra. It's not uncommon. You want a drink? Okay. So we have a Mishnah Berurah saying the Yeshom and the Eino Katsoa. Who the Yeshom and the Arab can go to their chayim. It's big names in the Mishnah Berurah's world of Tzak. These are three big names against the Ramah. Okay, I would say Yesu Hakol B'Shas Atchak. That's what I would say. Sithay. Soya B'Fit Tabas. That means it's still, I don't know what you call it, it's still there. Didn't come out. So there's a shear. There's a shear, you know, that it's in your body. So Lenit Natal Malachi Asharis, the Gemara says. You know, a lot of times a person has waste in his body and it doesn't come out. So he has an urge to go, he's not going to daven. But even without an urge, it can be about to come out, but it's in his body. But if it's already out of the body, it just didn't come all the way out, so the Shekhinah gives a shear. I don't know how it would be Mechusa. Mechusa by Begodim. Mechusa by Begodim. Okay. No, but it's touching his body. According to
is it based on?
Yes, it's only according to the Mechilim.
Is it
based on?
Did you say that it's not the outside of the body?
Who is
covered like
a Mechilim? Also liquid, so Divya Kol. Oh, he says it's Divya Kol. He's talking about Divya Kol, even like the Matirim of Sivdalib. Okay? Even according to the Mechilim of Sivdalib. But the Pitabas, it's worse. It's more Mizuham there, Gemara says. Gemara says. Little Gemara, Brachas. We're going through the third paragraph in Brachas.
Anything to do with Besas Garim?
Well, if it. Afilu Ein Aniris, there is a Shear. Afilu Ein Aniris, Kshuoi made the nearest Kshuyoshe. Right? If you can tell that the Shear is, if he's standing, you can't see it. Okay, it's much harder to see anything when you're standing up. But if you crouch down, if you're squatting, then it could be seen. That's the shear that it's called the Mekosa. If it's further in, and again in the Lashon HaGemara, Lenit Natal Malachi Asharis, what are you supposed to do? You tried to go and it didn't go. You might have this by children. It's not uncommon. Children, they don't learn to wipe well. But the, I don't know if Mr. Rule bring it down. This is all to the person himself. To another person, there's no problem. It's certainly called it mechusa to the other person. We're dealing with the person himself because it's touching his body. But to another person, there's no problem. And again, this is quite common, I would imagine, by a child who didn't wipe himself well. So it could be mamoshes of tsoya of the atabas. He didn't wipe himself well. Mishnah Berurah Tazayin, Fit Abaz. Okay, Mishnah Yesh L'Choli Hatchorim. Is that hemorrhoids? The Zomni Menu Dam Tomit. So blood comes out, but with the dam, it's like a smell. It's not just blood. It's meaning I guess it's not, it doesn't have a din of tsoya at all. Also likros. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from the meyayim or it's just coming from the piyat abas? Also likros. The diabetim kar kriyash machayz the kari. Afunyan atfilo tzorchinam yachol yuspalo. Kikot vachayodom. Avavi akrenim kosu chitzorach lachol yuspalo. Which is something you have to daven over for. Tsoya. The Pit Abbas, even if it's Mechusa. Even according to the Maykil in Sif Dalit. The Divya Yaakov, if one of the Yamadik is developed, they observe Mechusa. Shani Hamad of the Mokorman of Israel Motzvei, that's the Morris Lashon. Akin Yeshua Lodin was horrible, there was Tomid. She ain't not in Pit Abbas, well, you have to wipe well. Plain and posh. You have to wipe well. Once it's Mamoshes, it's called Soya. Soya is even the Mashu. Tzoyas even b'mashu. You don't wipe well, you very easily have a piece of some amoshes with Tzoyah, and b'mekomo it doesn't help you be mechusa. Now I want to make a bracha. Okay, yeshu adam, yeah. You should wash it with water. Okay, they have nowadays
bidets.
You just bought a bidet. I think they tried toilet paper once. It was damaged. Didn't go well. I'm not sure why. Some company tried to make damn toilet
well
paper.
With little children.
What?
It works well with little children.
Yeah, but somewhere it didn't sell. I once read that they tried to sell like a damn toilet paper.
Why getting here then?
Coloring is not a mamash. Talking about Pia Tabas. Even a mashu. You know, this, again, you know, you're learning it, and you know, a lot of it's Negeya, mamash, and also it should teach us, you know, you're standing in front of Hashem, it could be Mokhi. Yoshev, of the main nearest to Philip to Yoshev, of the main nearest of Philip to Shavuot. Yoshev, right. Mutnik, and it's a total of Malach Ayash, all right. Okay, stop here.
When they talk about here, or just elsewhere, about the Tzoas HaChotem, Tzoas HaOzen, they call it that, but...
It's not Tzoas, we got the
Nobody has to have a